Item number one is an application for a subdivision and rezoning at the northwest corner of McCreary Road and Wiper Road under file DASZ 22 of 2009. Mr. Chairman, the applicant is present.
Yeah. Christian Tabois.
Okay.
At the end of the table.
Sorry about that.
No, no, okay. Just right there at the end.
Thank you.
Last name is Tabio.
Tabio?
Rolando's the...
You guys want to state your name and address of the record? And
I, Rolando Tabayos Jr., live in 58 Hawkwood Gate in White Ridge.
Thank you.
And I applied for this subdivision of this parcel of land.
My name is Christian Tabayos, live at 100 Wittenberg Road in White Ridge as well.
And your plans?
Tell us about your project.
Oh, I do have an application, and this is the plan that I submitted to the city before when I start the application on it. Mm-hmm. Originally, the size of that land is about 20 acres. It's less than about 20. And then the city took part of it for the road construction, in which they use that one for as it is right now. Everything is all done. So we're applying for this subdivision for at least 2.5 acres, and whatever left behind on it, we're gonna leave it the way it is. As far as I learned, is the only thing you could go for that one is 2.5. That's the smallest one that you could go on it.
So you guys, you're not living on it right now, just a piece of property that you owned and you're subdividing to seven different units.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming there's some sort of a plan that's in place, or you're just going to be selling those off to individual?
Probably we're going to keep half part of it as our own.
Okay.
My brother is a part of, he's the owner of it.
Okay.
But when we bought that land, he's not on the legal age yet.
Okay.
So he's not on the land title on it.
Right.
He's under 18 years old at that time, because we bought that land 2001, I think.
Okay.
So he's not a legal age for that time, so right now. But basically, we're planning to sell part of it, mm-hmm. and keep part of it for our own.
Okay. And you're okay with all the conditions laid forward in terms of all the servicing and that sort of stuff that you need to do? That's an important.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe I could get some explanation just from the administration. Just to make sure you're comfortable with all the conditions put forward in the servicing agreements. And rather
than are they just seeing this for the first time?
I've only been seeing this for the first time. I'm here actually on behalf of my father, Dr. Rolando Tabby, who is a share owner of the land.
Yeah.
But I have not seen that yet. This is the first time I've seen it. I don't know what.
Oh, this one. I haven't seen this one either then.
My father might have seen it, but he has not mentioned it to me.
Oh, okay. I'm the one that applied for this one, but I think I have all the copies. Because right now I got all the documents that I received from the cities, including some of those other Manitoba thing on it, and then the MTS for the easement thing. But I don't think I have all these pieces of some of it, like this one in there. I do have this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not sure what the communications are. Do you guys need to relate to the...
I wouldn't,
basically, this is the part that I received on it when I applied for the... sign for the public notice on it.
Okay.
I got one copy of this one. And then I don't think I have those
Now, do you want to explain to them what's required with servicing and development and everything else?
Sure.
As part of,
Just in terms of the recommendations from planning, basically, just illustrating that you'll have to enter into a servicing agreement. And a lot of these are really related to what the city has to do to make this thing complete. That the city solicitor or manager of legal services be requested to prepare the necessary bylaw in accordance with the above conditions. It's most of this part is just administrative, that the bylaw comes into force and effect once a subdivision is registered at land title.
They understand about the 10% land dedication?
There's also a 10% land dedication. When the city, when you subdivide land, the city either asks for either space for parks, or if they don't think they require this property, part of it to be a park, they ask for 10% of the value of the land for park dedication. So it's a standard clause related to all rezoning applications.
Mm-hmm.
And their legal counsel will be familiar with that.
Sure, yeah. And one thing, Carlos, I noticed that in condition number 2, okay, it should read that it's being rezoned to an RR2 rural residential district. For some reason it says R2.
R2.
Yeah, it should read RR2 rural residential.
And it was advertised as an RR2?
It was advertised
as an RR2.
Yeah.
Okay. So you did, the sign was posted up. There's no concerns from your neighbors. Obviously, no one else is here. Mm-hmm. And, okay, good. So I don't really have any other questions. It's pretty standardized, I think, overall.
I'll let Shirley comment on the what's in the servicing agreement.
Sure.
Just sort of what's in the planner's recommendations.
Go ahead, Shirley.
I'm very sorry that you don't know about this. We mailed this to you a week ago already. The schedule
A,
which is the ACG report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The city is going to require you to, or the administration is asking that council require you to enter into a servicing agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a bunch of things in here. You haven't seen this?
I haven't seen
First of all, we would like a 6-foot widening on Whitebirth. So as you gave up land in front on the prairie,
mm-hmm,
we'd like you to give up 6 feet of the full width of the land along Whitebirth so we can widen Whitebirth.
Okay.
Okay. And then there are
16,
yes. Then we would like you to enter into a servicing agreement with the city, and there's 14 conditions in the servicing agreement. Okay, we need you to hire a municipal design engineer, and a lot for fund. You understand what that would be?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's going to make sure that the land drains properly. We want you to construct all the ditches and swales and do the grading necessary to make sure that the land does drain properly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, and then you'd have to provide easements so that we can go in and maintain those ditches and swales,
mm-hmm,
if necessary. Okay, those are the first three. Water services will be private. Sewer services will be private. You won't ask the city to extend wastewater, sewer, and water main out there because we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the most important one for you is item number 7, in which we're asking you to prepay your share of the cost of perpetual boiling and graveling of Wiper Road. Now, at the moment, the rate for that is $20 a foot, and I believe you have 740 feet. Is that correct? The length along Wiper, I think it is. Anyway, whatever it is, that if it's 740 feet at $20, that's $14,800 plus GST.
How much is that?
Rate. It's $20 a foot right now.
$14,000.
It's $20 a foot times however many feet you have along. We didn't get a plan showing any dimensions. but I did read somewhere that it was 740 feet.
I didn't find it. Yeah, it's
14 feet.
So it is 740. It's 14,800 plus GFT. Okay. There is not to be any access to the lot off of Wyker. In other words, the driveway will have to come over to McCreary.
Yeah.
Okay. For all of the lots.
Yeah, all of the lots.
Have
yeah.
access off of Wyker. Mm-hmm. And then all the rest is simply, you can read the rest. Construction traffic routes, cleaning up garbage, litter, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay your engineer, of course, to design the lot grading plan. And there would be a fee of $1,650 plus GST for the servicing agreement.
And is it listed in here now?
Yeah.
The amount? $1,600 in the previous one. Is the one on the bottom?
14, yeah.
So those are kind of some standardized clauses. Like, I mean, you're probably not in the development industry, so you know, just want to make sure that you're okay with all. You know, they're pretty standardized when you're subdividing, you're doing any rezoning and that sort. So just, I'm not sure if you're, hopefully you're comfortable with all those.
What I'll do is, like, I don't know if I need to decide it right away, because like I haven't put everything on it. But basically, you told me all those summary part of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you guys told them up front about these, or, I mean, generally it's, these things are kind of done, you'll get here.
Yeah, it's done before it gets here, yeah.
Yeah, and they're generally pretty standard.
Okay. I mean, that's just, yeah. I guess, long story short, that's a cost of doing business when you're subdividing and that sort of mm-hmm. standardized mm-hmm. things. We're not putting any extra conditions on that, just what everyone has to pay to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in theory, if you wanted to check with, your father, I mean, we mm-hmm. get laid over for a month, but you know, they are pretty standardized items mm-hmm. that are there. I'm not sure what the process for communication went on before yeah. it came to this level, but was there communications with your father?
My father, yeah.
Okay, so he knows all about all these conditions?
Not this one.
No one knows
everything
about this
that.
One. I basically, what I knew is when I applied for it, and then I paid for $1,400 for the application on it. Then the second one is the advertisement fee,
right.
In which I paid that one already too. And I didn't know about, you know, the last part of this one. And then I wasn't expected to, because the advertisement fee, I thought that one is right. Together with those posting about those sign for public notice thing.
Yeah, well, we're not.
But that one is done already. I paid that one myself. Added to that one, but basically, then this one we're gonna talk about.
Okay.
Especially
well, do you want us to?
Especially this part in here that 14,000 euros.
We can certainly lay this over for another month,
yeah.
So that you can. You know, have a chance to.
Yeah,
counsel with your family.
At the end of the day, I mean, those are. These conditions you'll need to do if you want to subdivide it.
Oh, basically.
I mean, if you do want to confirm, you can confirm, but, you know, just so you know, we're not trying to, you know, I mean, these are just standardized clauses.
Right.
So
right.
If you want to discuss that amongst yourselves, you know, mm-hmm. It's up to you. But these are standardized systems. You know, so if you do come back, you'll still, I mean, there's no, you know,
there's,
just,
yeah.
So
right.
I don't know.
Nothing's going to really change.
So if you want, you know, I think Councilor and myself are favorable to this item. So if you want to go ahead, we can go ahead with it today, or you can confirm back, but the reality is those are standardized things, just so you know. And,
if these weren't acted on in a certain period of time, then the rezoning would just lapse.
Yeah,
and they,
you have 24 months, right?
You have 24
right.
months to do it. Right?
Then you wouldn't be obligated to, you know. But there are some costs.
So this 14,000, we need to pay it right away.
Yeah, it's just
okay.
Part of a.
Plus land, plus
10% dedication,
yes, that's
which could be more.
Yes.
Which is based on the increase, like the change. As soon as the property is rezoned from agricultural to rural residential, it becomes more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're being charged is 10% in the change in value. of that land, which would be determined by the real estate.
So if it goes from 20,000 to 30,000, let's say, the difference is 10,000, you know, 10% of that would be, you know, $1,000. So, you know, you'd have to pay $1,000, or you'd have to give 10% of that land back to the city in some capacity. So I don't know what you, I mean, you know, I guess it's just kind of cost of doing business. So if you want, you can move forward on it. If you want, you can wait over for a month and we can come back, and that way you've got a clear understanding, because we want to make sure that you guys understand, you know, what you're getting into. You're not getting into anything, you know, I mean, this is just natural process that has to happen. It just, you probably don't have as much experience as other people that are doing some developments and that sorts of stuff. So let us know, and we can either lay it over for you, or we can pass it here now today. So.
And I think, as you had already indicated, there's really no negotiation on these conditions. They're just standard conditions. So,
What we're going to do is we're going to talk about the budget on it. And I wasn't expecting that much, you know, I wasn't aware about it.
Okay, so what we'll do is...
It's really a big amount that we need to gather.
And it'll be ready.
You know, it's not going to go ahead without paying it, for sure. Right? So we're going to talk about it. The only thing I could say is probably within a month.
Well, the next time this committee meets is a month.
November 7th.
Oh, it's a month.
So you want me to lay it over for a month?
November 16th?
Yeah.
November 16th. 17th.
Is that 17?
I don't know.
Put it 6. So would you like us to lay it over so you can talk about it, or is that?
We're going to do
just read over all the agreements.
It's really a
standardization. Like it's we're not charging you anything more. That's just the cost of doing business.
Oh no, we understand that.
So,
it's just the fact.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah,
we're
appreciate that. So that's why we'll lay it over for you guys. And Dan, do you want a month?
Would a month?
Yeah, November 17th.
November 17th.
Good with the chair and.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Then if you're not satisfied, you could also withdraw the application at that time.
Yes.
So if you decide you don't want to go ahead with it, then you can withdraw it. Like, I don't know if you're front back enough.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll lay it over to November 17th, and we'll send you a letter to the address you provide over here.
Okay.
Okay.
So basically, it's going to be more on this time, sir? Or?
Yeah, the natural date is the 17th, so they'll send you out a letter. Okay. It'll be the same process, pretty
around
much the same
time.
Yeah.
Same time, 5:00.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.